This autumn, the Design Excellence Program part of the Walton Family Foundation announced three new recipients for grants, grants that will be used to enhance public spaces in Northwest Arkansas. The latest round of grants will aid in the enhancement of the Jones Center's 52-acre campus in Springdale, the design of the commons in the quilt of downtown parks in Bentonville, and a reimagining of alleys in downtown Springdale. We recently contacted Karen Minkle, Home Region Program Director at the Walton Family Foundation, to talk about the importance of design of public spaces in the region and about the evolution of projects receiving grants from the Design Excellence Program. I asked her via Zoom about the reimagining of alleys in downtown Rogers.
I'm really excited about this project as well, which is really city driven. I think it was the idea was, how can we use this space differently and creatively? I think there's actually been an evolution in some ways of the Design Excellence Program, because when I think of the kickoff, the projects felt a bit more conventional. I mean, I think the design was exciting, and conceptually, and then the way they've been built is engaging. And the design ranks among some of the best designs across the country, even in the world. However, I think that what we're seeing emerge now are possibilities that may not have been thought about when the program first launched, which is, how can you take spaces like alleys and reinvent them in ways that engage the community, invite social gatherings, but in ways that are, especially in the time of COVID, socially distanced, or enable for the feeling of community and yet, remaining safe in terms from a public health perspective. So I think there's a lot of exciting ways to think about design of our outdoor spaces, especially in this moment.
It's interesting you bring that up. I hadn't even thought about, the social distancing that we've been doing for 8 months now in COVID. And there's no way we can know this, of course, but that sort of might influence how we go forward. I mean, you can't have a year like this, and we don't know how long it's going to go, without it having some influence on how people think about spaces, especially outdoor spaces, I guess.
I think that's exactly right. I was at a conference where I was on a panel talking about the Design Excellence Project, or Design Excellence Program, and we had one of the lead researchers from Gale on the panel, as well as an architect and grantee represented. And we were talking about how in moments when there are huge disruptions, there is often a moment following where there is a burst of creativity and problem solving. And the solutions generated are often long lasting. And that was something that Matt Lister, who's with Gale, was really emphasizing, where he said, if you think about September 11th, for example, mm-hmm. and what happened in terms of the design of our public spaces, you think about like the bollards and how we stopped entering buildings from especially some of the old historic federal buildings, and you had to begin entering through the basement. And you really, it changed the way we use the space in a really fundamental way. His point was that we still use the space in that way, that 20 years later, we haven't necessarily questioned the design of those things. And I think his point was that as we think about especially our outdoor gathering spaces in this moment, there is a call for rethinking the design of those spaces. And I think his point was that the decisions that we make now as communities will probably stay with us for well past the COVID moment.
You mentioned earlier that the first projects picked for the Design Excellence Program, well, the designs weren't conventional, maybe the spaces were, and now it's getting a little less conventional with alleys and such. That seems like a natural evolution, that maybe some people have seen the first few and that awakens some imagination or removes some doubt or barriers that, well, let's try this.
I think that's right. I think that you know, I was reflecting on the report before our conversation and thinking about how it's informative, not just for the Design Excellence Program, but really for any organization, any community that's thinking about how they're designing their public buildings and spaces, because it's an ongoing process. And so I hope that in some ways, just the Design Excellence Program gives municipalities, it gives nonprofit organizations maybe an opportunity to take a bit of risk in terms of thinking about the spaces that could be designed differently or be invested in that may not be part of what you think would be a conventional investment.
And all three of the projects named this year seem to build on something that is already successful and exists. Downtown Rogers has had a resurgence, the alley's there. Jones Center has been around for a while, you know, rethinking that 52-acre campus. And the last one, which is, I got to look at this, design of the commons in the Quilt of Parks, which is extending the Bentonville Square, which has seen, you know, in the last 10 years, such an uptick in activity and foot traffic.
Absolutely. Well, and I would say those, the three projects are building on, you're exactly right, they're building on momentum in those downtowns and a recognition of the spaces that are really popular are often over capacity during peak times. And they're really thinking about what that means. And I think all the communities are thinking about, oh, well, it means we probably need more of these spaces in that area. And I think they're also, the momentum's coming from new amenities and places and spaces that have been added to those downtowns, certainly over the last 5 years, that make it a more and more popular destination. So I think these projects are definitely capitalizing on that momentum and foot traffic.
Finally, I suppose some people will see this as a Springdale project, a Bentonville project, and a Rogers project. But when you think about the things that are happening around Northwest Arkansas, be it the Arts Corridor that's in Fayetteville, the new T2 building, expansion of libraries, yes, this does represent a project in Springdale, in Bentonville, and in Rogers. But the greater thought behind this entire program, right, is about Northwest Arkansas.
The program definitely is in support of the entire region. And I think that the report makes some important points when it talks about some of the challenges or some of the ways in which the program can improve, because it specifically mentions that no matter the aspirations of an individual project to be pedestrian friendly or to be inclusive in terms of inviting different people from all walks of life into this space, that the connective tissue in the region matters. So, you know, if a project has aspirations to be walkable, if there aren't sidewalks, right, connecting this destination several, you know, to the blocks adjacent, then you aren't going to be able to maybe maximize your potential. And you know, in the report, it talks about the specifically mobility, right? Whether that's lack of sidewalks or lack of transit. So I think it is definitely meant to serve the entire region. And I think it also suggests that a program like this can't stand alone, that you need regional solutions in order to really maximize the potential of so many of these places and spaces that have become destinations.
Karen Minkle is Home Region Program Director at the Walton Family Foundation. Our conversation about the Design Excellence Program and this year's grantees, conducted last week via Zoom. This is a Thursday edition of Ozarks at Large.